Yeah, now we're going to talk about how Canadian this league is going to be.
Yes. So the main difference between our league and some of the other leagues that you might have seen in the past is our league is very focused on Canadian talent and Canadian players. You know, when you look at Major League Soccer, which is an American league with the mission to develop American players, you know, it happens to be that they have three teams in Canada. And it's unfortunate at the time when those teams came, there was no Canadian league for them to join. So with their squad, it's, you know, the 17 players U.S., 6 international spots. Canadians are considered internationals, even though it's a Toronto club. So with our league, the difference is, you know, we're going to have 17 players that are Canadian. Now, don't quote me exactly on the numbers, whether it's a 20-man squad, 23 or 30, okay, whatever the number is, but the majority is going to be Canadian players with some spots for internationals, where we can go and try to find players in the States or Asia or Mexico, wherever we have to go to fill out our squad. So rest assured, kids across the country, from Halifax to Victoria, will have more chances to play local in Canada. They don't need their passports to fly anywhere to play for any other team. We will be their local options. And then once they start playing for us, they can actually earn a decent salary. Right? So this isn't going to be like you need a side job to support yourself. You know, players can make $50,000, $80,000, $100,000. The salary cap is going to be determined based on the number of players that are going to be on the squad. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's $700,000, $1 million. And as we grow the league's revenue, as we grow sponsorship, I would see that the salaries will continue to grow, very similar to Major League Soccer. I wouldn't be surprised if we had designated players down the road where they can earn above and beyond the cap. You know, so a lot of things Major League Soccer did very well, I can see us repeating and making it very Canadian for us. And the things that didn't go so well, we have an opportunity to learn from them.
Okay. And then there'll be other Canadian cities involved. And one of our, if you mentioned something like the rivalry, we'll start off with Hamilton.
Yes. I was just there on Thursday when Hamilton Forge FC launched, and I was there with my green colors. It was kind of fun to be there. It's going to be a great derby. You need to have local teams very close to each other to create that excitement. I wouldn't be surprised if we send 1,000 or 2,000 of our season ticket members down to Hamilton, and for them to send, you know, their season ticket holders up to York, and create that electricity in the stadium when we're playing these derby matches for fans to get excited about. You know, very similar to what you see with Manchester United, Manchester City, or what you see with Real Madrid and Barcelona. Close proximities to each other, hour and a half away, and a lot of excitement when those teams come in.
And there might be teams even closer than Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I you know, the league has a lot of interest from other communities outside of what you've seen so far. You know, I know Mississauga is very interested. You know, down the road, maybe Kitchener-Waterloo. There's a lot of communities that are hungry for sports and they don't have those options right now, where CPL can be a very good, affordable option for them to get started.
I think the internet just exploded when you mentioned Kitchener-Waterloo. But we'll keep going. Now, there's a... I would recommend that you try and avoid the same day of the week as Toronto plays. I don't know if that's seeing when their schedule comes out and then say opposite weekend, versus Sunday. But you have an idea or a possible preference right now of Saturdays at 3, I think you said?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can always avoid each other's schedules. There's so many things that go into a league schedule. For TFC, they also have the Argos to consider and those games. For us, we have the university football team to consider and their games. You know, in an ideal world, if we own the stadium and can do it any time of the week, I think something around 3 o'clock on Saturdays would be great. You know, we would start the party 90 minutes before kickoff, have craft beer, food trucks, DJ, create a nice beer garden, that kind of experience for fans to come out early and enjoy some beverages. Have the kickoff from 3 to 5. Concise 2-hour game, and then, you know, maybe stick around from 5 to 6 for some post-match beers and some appetizers. Really create that experience, but you can still go back home and be home fairly quickly compared to that long commute that you would have into downtown Toronto.
Yeah, all right.